Now, I want you to know that the only, Chuck had a lot of figures for you. The only figures I have for you are passages out of the Bible. Numbers, actual numbers. That's it. First, God and grace. In Luke 12, God says, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Isn't that good news? What a great way to start. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So it makes you wonder, what is this kingdom? What does it look like? Is he talking about the kingdom of heaven? Jesus said, listen to this, "The kingdom of God is among you." Now, Jesus could have been talking about himself being among the people, or Jesus could have been telling the people that God's kingdom is here, but you have to make it happen. It's here all along. I believe God gave us everything that we need on this earth to make the kingdom a reality. I think he gave us what we need. Maybe the problem is we're not using it. What did God say after he created the earth and everything on it, including you? He said, "It is good. It is good." So you see, the original intent was that this earth would be God's kingdom, and we would be a part of that kingdom. God intended the kingdom to live in God's direction at all times, and all it took, it seems, was one little forbidden fruit to mess that all up so that it's not so much going in God's direction anymore. Funny thing is, ever since that silly little forbidden fruit, we've been struggling to get back on track ever since, to get it right, haven't we? We've been trying to get it right, to grow in grace and in faith and in God's love for each other and for this planet and this earth. Yet we fail. We fail time and time again. We mess up. And what does God do? Does God wash his hands of us? "I've had it with you. Enough is enough." Does he say, "This planet, this place that was supposed to be my kingdom is no longer what I intended it to be, and so I'm going to say goodbye to all of you and I'm going to go off to another galaxy and start over. Obviously, I did something. You're not right." Thank God he didn't. He didn't go anywhere. God is still here with us. Because God loved the creation, that's us, every one of us. Because God loved the creation so much that he couldn't abandon his children, he offered us grace again and again and again. Grace is what? God's unmerited favor. It's something we get that we probably don't deserve. At some point, all of us don't deserve it. Hopefully not 24/7. But there are times when we don't deserve God's grace. And yet God is there to give it to us every single time. Why does God do that? Would you? Would you do that if someone kept slapping you in the face? How many times can you personally be slapped in the face and continue to love the slapper? How many times can you do that? There comes a time when you back off and say, "Okay, wait a minute. I'm going in a different direction. How about if you go in a different direction too? Because I'm just a little tired of getting beat up by you." But that's not God. God just keeps loving you. God offers his grace freely, because as any loving parent does or would or should, he loves us without limits. God's grace also comes in the form of the blessings that we receive from the beginnings of our lives to the end. People who love you. An income so that you can support your family or yourself. Joy in life. And if you don't have joy in life, I'm sorry, because I couldn't live without it. How about you? Days like this, when there's no sun that we can see, we need some sort of joy. And the good news is, our lives in this planet is full of it if we just look a little. God gives us all that. How about health? There's grace. How about renewed health? How about answered prayers? How about answers to prayers that haven't been asked? You ever have that in your life? But Lord, how did you know I needed this? Really? God knows you need everything. And there are times when things happen that we think, how did this happen? It's so good. Answers to unasked prayers. God's good at that. Do you realize that all of the good, all of the blessings that God has poured into your life is because God has faith in you? I love that. Why did God put his faith in you? Because from the day you were born, and maybe even before the day you were born, God saw the potential in you. The potential you have to do great things in God's name. The potential you have to do good in God's name. God saw that from day one, and God wasn't going to give up on it. And because God loves you, and God loved you from your beginning, he has never, and he will never, ever give up on you. And I thank God for that. That's why God pours his amazing, his abundant grace into your life. In so many ways. At times, God's grace comes in the form of unconditional love and forgiveness. When you've taken the easy way out of a tough spot rather than taking God's way. Ever done that? When you've trusted yourself over trusting God. When you've acted in opposition to God's law. And you know what his laws are. There's only 10. When you've acted in opposition to God's law. Lied, stole, envied, wanted what wasn't yours to have. And still God has faith in you that you will choose his way over the ways of the world. He just knows you've got it in you. And he's going to hold on until it comes back to him. God has faith in you that you're going to set it right. God has faith in you that you're going to get it right. I thank God for that. Can you honestly name one other person in your life who has the faith in you that your Creator has? And I can tell you right now, if you can name that person, you tell me, and I can tell you where God has more. I'm up to the challenge. That sums up God and grace and God and faith. But what about faith and you? What about faith and you? Matthew 5:16. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and will praise God in response. Live so that they'll see the good things you do and give their thanksgiving to God in response. Giving back to God is one way that we live out our faith. What does your giving say about your faith? That's a question I ask is between you and God. That's it. We all need reminders to give. Not because we are obligated to give, but because we are grateful for all that we have. And we just want to give back. We give generously because God has given us a gift of grace. Actually, not just one, many, many, many. Because that's what God does. Paul says that this service or this giving that you do not only supplies God's needs through his church, it is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. So when you give, somebody else says thanks. Isn't it amazing? What that means is, when you give, it not only meets an immediate need, it is also a reason for others to praise God. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5:16? In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and will praise God. When you and I do the right thing, when we live out our faith before others, God is the one who's going to get the praise. And that's the way it should be. Look at it this way. You give to a mission or a ministry or through the church or whatever it is that reaches out to fill a need that God has. Now, that person who benefits from your giving, whether they know who gave that gift or not, may be so thankful that they just have to do something for someone else to meet their need and to thank God because you were faithful. Someone else reaps a benefit, and God reaps a benefit, and actually so do you. The good news is the faith of that person that you've helped may grow exponentially, which in turn may inspire that person whose need was fulfilled to offer help to someone else in some other way. And on and on and on and on, all because you gave a gift, all because you helped. It just was like a snowball. It kept getting bigger and bigger. Out of your faith, you fill God's needs. The last few weeks, you've heard about the great generosity of the faithful in the church of Macedonia. Remember those people? The people, although that church, many of the people in that church were poor and had nothing of their own, they asked if they could help the church in Corinth. They said, please, can we do this? Because we know what God has done for us. So we want to help that church. Didn't matter what they did or didn't have. They had joy in the giving. I love that. You know, before I was a pastor, I had a pastor who every Sunday before he took we sent out the offering plates, he would say, do not give grudgingly or out of necessity, but cheerfully, for the Lord our God loves a cheerful giver. I like that. Don't you? It made me think of, as a parent, when I asked one of my children to help, like maybe with washing the dishes, bringing in some wood, cleaning their room, if that child, even if there wasn't a smile on their face, if they said, sure, Mom, and went and did the job, it just made my day. It just made me feel so good. On the other hand, when that same child was asked to do the same thing, and they whined, complained, or argued with me, part of being a parent, isn't it? That's a part of being a parent that's not a whole lot of fun. I was disappointed in that child's negative attitude. The Lord our God loves a cheerful giver. I think God is saddened when we give because we feel we have to. Ah, fine. Sometimes I think God would just like to say to you, why don't you just keep it? When you're ready to give it with a good attitude, let's talk. It's all about attitude, too. Do you think that God, our Heavenly Father, is disappointed in us when we balk, when we hesitate at following God's direction? I feel he's disappointed at me. Giving back is one way that we live out our faith. I'm going to ask you again, leave you with this question. What does your giving say about your faith? Don't end with that. What do you want your giving to say about your faith? Will you pray with me? Lord God, you give us so much. And at times it seems we give so little back in return. We love you. We trust you, I think. We have the faith that you will meet our needs, I think. Lord God, you can turn our thinking to knowing. And I'm going to ask that you do that right here today. I ask that you do it for our sakes, for Jesus' sake, and for your sake. Amen.